This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 88 for Friday, October 4th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are either side of unchanged on Friday, with gains in the upfront contract and small losses in the other positions. With the final settlement still pending, the November canola contract adds $1.40 at $623.40 per ton, and the January contract dips 30 cents at $635.70 per ton. Support for canola is coming from sharp hikes in Malaysian palm oil and modest increases in European rapeseed. Gains in the Chicago soy complex fade away into losses. Crude oil prices build on their strength with increases finding their way into the oilseeds. A system carrying rain is forecast to move across the prairies over the weekend, with more precipitation for the region during next week. The Canadian Grain Commission reports canola exports for the week ending September 29th of only 86,700 tons, down 62% from the previous week. However, year-to-date canola exports of 1.76 million tons are three times more than this time last year. The Canadian dollar's pulling back Friday afternoon, with the loonie sliding to 73.64 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 73.86. In the United States, a tentative deal has been reached in the strike at East Coast and Gulf of Mexico ports. Longshore workers are set to get a 62% pay hike spread over 5 years. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports a private sale for 116,000 tons of current crop soybeans to China, and there's a private sale for 198,000 tons of current crop corn to unknown destinations. The ADM crushing plant in Des Moines, Iowa, will close for maintenance starting mid-October. The plant crushes an average of 5 million bushels of soybeans per month. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday. The November contract loses 8 cents at 10.38.5 per bushel. December soy oil pulls back by almost 6 tenths of a cent at 43.97 cents per pound. December soy meal gives up $2 at $330.50 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn is down 3.5 cents at $4.25 per bushel. December oats rise 4.5 cents at $3.88. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago December falls 14 cents at $5.90. Kansas City December retreats 13.5 cents at $5.98. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December loses 7 cents at $6.39. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, October 4th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.